Good day to you in Jesus' name. I hope you're having a great day. Glory to God. Here's part two of our fuel, the Lord in His sight. We will focus on the yes, it's good in His sight for this week's fuel. There are all sorts of man-made opinions out there. And then there's the Word of God. God sees it one way and man another. Who will you choose to listen to, Jesus or man? Who knows everything, Jesus or man? Who can save your soul, Jesus or man? These are questions that people in the world are asking. And the sad part is that some really don't know who can save their souls. Some believe that doing good saves their soul. Some believe their soul is saved by who they know, what their last name is, or who they're connected to. John 3:16 is clear. Jesus is the one who saves, not man. Share the truth with those who are lost and deceived. Allow the love of God to manifest through your witness of Jesus Christ, that they too may believe and be saved. Amen. Take a look and see. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing, is it good in His sight? Is what I'm about to do, is this good in His sight? Let's get into the scripture. Our first example is King Asa, and we find this in 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 11 through 15. And it reads, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David. And he banished the perverted persons from the land and removed all the idols that his father had made. Also, he removed Maacah, his grandmother, from being queen mother because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. So what do we see? We see Asa did what was right in the Lord's eyes, in the eyes of the Lord. What did he do? Well, we read, he banished the perverted persons from the land. Now, can you imagine that happening in today's world? Banishing the perverted persons from the land? How much better we would be? It says, he removed the idols of his fathers. He removed the idols that his father made. This is a family member. He removed his grandmother from being the queen mother. Why? Because she had an obscene image of Asherah. Another false god. It says he cut down that obscene image and burned it. Now, you know family members. Take something of theirs that they love and enjoy and destroy it. What kind of fight would you have on your hands? So can you imagine this? This is his grandmother. But again, he was doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. It says his heart was loyal to the Lord. Now again, imagine the families of today with these evil things in God's sight being removed. What a fight they'd have on our, well, what a fight we would have on our hands, right? With our own family members, let alone outside our family. Oh boy, how those conversations would go. It says that Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord. And you see, there it is. That's a golden nugget for us. A loyal heart to the Lord. A loyal heart to the Lord. You see, the enemy will try. Oh, he's going to try. In all sorts of forms and weapons. But there's nothing he can do. Nothing he can do to a heart is loyal. Nothing he can do to a heart that is loyal to the Lord. Amen. Our next example is King Jehoshaphat, or Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, 1 through 6, and it reads, "Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. Now the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the former ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not according to the acts of Israel. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah." So again, we see with King Jehoshaphat, it says the Lord was with him. Why? Because he walked in the former ways of his father David. Now we hear about generational things, you know, generational curses. We hear these things that's handed down from generation to generation. Well, this king chose to seek God, and it says after the ways of his father. He chose to walk after the ways of King David, who was an ancestor of his. It says he walked in the commandments of the Lord. Now that's key right there. He walked in the commandments of the Lord, not according to the acts of Israel. So there's a different thing there. The commandments of the Lord and the acts of the people. What do we see what's going on here in present 2024? The commandments of the Lord and then the acts of people or society. It's different, isn't it? Could it be at that time that Israel wasn't obeying the commandments of the Lord? Child of God, make a stand. Choose obedience to the Lord God in the face of popularity. Choose obedience to the Lord God in the face of just fitting in or politically correct nonsense. Obey the Lord. You see, because without conviction, there is no sacrifice. Will God's present day children, us, will we sacrifice being accepted and liked by the world to be obedient to the Lord? And in the process, we may become public enemy number one in their eyes. But guess what? Does it matter? No. Why? Because we're obeying the Lord. We're staying true to Him. Hey, it's a choice that we must make. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. Amen. Here's our next example, coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. And this is Joash. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. It says he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Now this guy was a child at 7 years old when he became king. You imagine that. A 7-year-old being the king of a nation. That's just a child mindset. It's different, isn't it? Well, we're reading, he became king when he was 7. And it says he reigned 40 years. How is it possible that he reigned 40 years beginning when he was 7 years old? Simple. The Lord. That's the only way. Joash. Maybe I'm pronouncing this guy's name wrong. Joash. Let's call him Joash. Hopefully I can remember that. Amen. Joash did what was right in the Lord's sight. You see, do what is right in the Lord's sight. Don't be deceived by false teachers. Don't be deceived by these false teachers out here that are saying otherwise. You see, we must follow Jesus and obey him, not man. The common denominator in all these examples so far is what? It was well with those who did right in the sight of the Lord. Do well in the sight of the Lord. Next example, coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. King Amaziah. And it says, Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Thank you, Lord, for your word. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. But not with a loyal heart. Father God in heaven, Holy Spirit, Lord, I pray and ask that you reveal to us what a loyal heart to the Lord looks like, what it means, and how. How do we know if our heart is there? Thank you, Jesus. Next example, 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 1 through 5. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah. After the king rested with his fathers, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Amen. Look at that. So again, we see what? He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, didn't he? It says he sought God. Ooh, there's another gold nugget. Seek the Lord God. Seek the Lord God with all your heart. The word says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. You see that? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Not man, not circumstances, not things. It didn't just fall out of thin air. No, he made a conscious effort. He took action. He made it a priority to seek the Lord. And the word says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Wow, what a message for us. Look at this example for us to follow. Seek the Lord. Do what is right in the Lord's sight. Again, we read what? It's going well for those kings who follow this method. Remember what Lord told Cain back in Genesis 4:7? He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do well, will you not be accepted? It's a simple concept that he's given us. Do well in his sight. Be accepted by him. Simple and easy method that the Lord has set forth. You see, it only gets hard and complicated when we don't agree with the Lord, or we don't see it as he sees it. That's how the fork in the road appears. You know how we hear there's a fork in the road? See, there's a fork that appears. Why? Because it's his way or the other way. Our next example, 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 1 through 9, King Jotham. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But still, the people acted corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest, he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. And the people of Ammon gave him in that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The people of Ammon paid this to him in the second and third years also. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways, indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. So Jotham rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. Again, children of God, what do we see? He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. But it says something here. Although he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, it says the people acted corruptly. So you have the king doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, and you have the people acting corruptly. See, there's a message in that right there. You can be obedient to the Lord and others around you act corruptly in the Lord's sight. But guess what? You are responsible for your actions. The Lord left us another gold nugget. It says, Jotham became mighty. Why? Because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He was on top because of the Lord. He prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He prepared his ways before the Lord. We got to prepare our ways before the Lord. Do it his way. Do it right in his sight. Regardless of what they're saying out there in the world. You see, the world has a way of looking at things. They think they're right, but they're not right. They think they know, but they don't. The Creator, our Father in heaven, God, the Lord, Holy Spirit, Jesus, he knows all because he's above all. Amen. Our next example, 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 through 11. And this is King Hezekiah. Goodness, slow down. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, "Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves. Sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on him. They also have shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, our daughters, our wives are in captivity. Now, it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us, my sons, Do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. Wow. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? Again, we see this king, he did right in the sight of the Lord. It says in his first year of reigning, look at what he did and said, he opened up the doors, but look at this. He got the priests and the Levites. Think about this for a second. He calls these guys out first. Why? Because these guys are in positions that were given by the Lord. See, these aren't man-made positions. No, the Levites, this is given by the Lord. He reminds them to what? Sanctify yourselves. And then he said, sanctify the house of the Lord. Get your act together. Clean up the Lord's house. He said, carry out the rubbish from the holy place. There's a gold nugget for us. Carry out the rubbish from the holy place. You see, evil had been done by their fathers in the sight of the Lord God. And he wanted to stop this nonsense. You see, forsaking the Lord is not good. It's not good. It's not good at all. But that's the way they did it in those times, just as people are doing today. They're forsaking the Lord God. They're leaving him. But see, he says in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But people are leaving him. So if you leave him, you can't say he left you. Amen. Now, look at some of this nonsense that's going on in the church today. You know, obviously we had, you know, football, the Super Bowl a couple Sundays ago. But football in the sanctuary was more important than the Lord? Are you kidding me? I saw a couple of videos where people actually physically kicked the Bible as if it was a football. Now, children of God, I can see unsaved and non-believers doing something like that. I don't even know if they would even do that. But if someone were to say someone would do that, I would not say a believer would do that. A non-believer, or someone who doesn't know Jesus? But come on. Inside the church itself? Stop it, stop it, stop it. The body of Christ, we must do better. We got to do better. They are watching. I pray that those repent and never, ever again treat the word of God as some worldly item, because he is holy. Children of God, children of God, don't get caught up in man-made fun while doing evil in the sight of the Lord. You see, the world and society that we live in today, they will say things like, come on, come on and do it. Hey, Jesus understands. Or how about this one? What's one bad thing? Or this one, hey man, trust me, I've done it before and nothing happened to me. Just go ahead and do it. Or this is the kicker. Hey, everybody's doing it. It's the hip and in thing to do. Don't be fooled, children of God. Don't be deceived, children of God. Do not submit to them or their evil ways. Revere the Lord God and do what is right in his sight. Follow Jesus, who is and knows the way, not man. Don't follow man who thinks he knows the way. The choice is yours. Do what is right in the sight of the Lord. And I would like to pray for you all, and myself included. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob protect you and yours from the evil one. that you and yours may live a life that represents the saving grace of Jesus Christ, that you will fulfill your destiny according to the will of God, that you will be able to stand in that day. Put on the full armor. Put on the full armor of God. Glory to our Father in heaven. Glory to Jesus, his Son. Glory to Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, do what is right in the sight of the Lord. God bless you always. Pastor Tyron, signing off.